Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Gimel. We are holding on the very top of Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph at the two dots. Dine Mamonis Machzirin. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha Aleh Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian, for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. What we're going to talk about today is as follows. First, we're going to raise the majority of the daf, actually, the entire Amud Aleph, is going to deal with a stira, whether a Dine Mamonis decision that was mistaken is reversed or is not reversed. So that's going to be a stira that we're going to deal with. We're going to have several approaches to dealing with that stira. Along the way, we're going to talk about two types of mistakes that Dayana might make. There's what's called a Toa B'Dvar Mishnah, and there's what's called the Toa B'Shikul Adas, and that's going to lead us into a story about a mistake that Rabbi Tarfon made, and what his level of culpability was for that mistake that he had made. Then on Amud Beis, after we finish that discussion, the Gemara is going to get into the source for the idea that we reverse Dine Nefashos for a Zuchus, other than by a Mesis, and not for a Chova, and the Gemara is going to discuss, okay, well, if that's the difference between Dine Mamonis on the one hand, and Dine Nefashos on the other hand, what about Dine Torah that is somewhere in between Mamonis and Nefashos? What about Malkus? What about Galus? That's not Nefashos, it's not Mamonis. So which rules does that follow? Then the Gemara is going to discuss what types of Dine Nefashos mistakes we are even Machzir L'Chova, meaning sometimes even in Dine Nefashos we're going to be Machzir L'Chova other than a Mesis, even outside of the situation of a Mesis. And that will bring us pretty much to the end of the daf. So let's begin again at the two dots on the top of Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Dine Mamonis Machzirin. So we said for Dine Mamonis we're Machzir Bein Lizchus Bein Lechova. That we're Machzir both help the Nitva and to hurt the Nitva. We'll revisit we'll reverse the previous decision. So Frakti Gemara Raminu, but I'll ask you a stira on that from what it says in Maseches Bechoros. Donis Adin of a person is Don Adin in Mamonis case. Zika is a Chayiv Chiyiv is a Zakai. He's Mezaka, someone who's Chayiv, or he's Mechayiv, someone who should have been Zakai. Timei Asator, Tier Asatame, he was Mitame, that which should have been Torah, was Mitar, that which should have been Tame. So Masha Asa Asuivi, Yishalim Ibeso, that whatever is done, the din is binding, and the Dayan is going to have to pay money out of pocket for the loss that he caused because of his mistake. So you see in the Mishnah Beferish that we don't change the din even if the Dayan made a mistake. We keep the din the way it is, and the Dayan's got to pay for it. Meaning he wouldn't have to pay for it if we could just reverse it, if we could just give the money back to the other guy, then there would be nothing to pay for. Tosos raises the kasha, how could it be that among the items listed in this Mishnah, the types of mistakes that he made, was Tiher Esatame, and we say, Masha Asa Asoy, whatever he did is done. So if he said that which is Tame is Tar, okay, so I guess it's Tar, so whatever he said is going to, you know, because a Dayan is Matar something by mistake, something that's really Tame, it's going to go and be a Tar thing now, meaning a Sheretz is going to be Tar now, because he was he said it was Tar, and also if he was Matar that which is Tame, Masha Asa Asui, and the Peros remain Tar, why is he paying? Meaning if we're going to say that the Peros were Tar, so what's there to pay for? Everything's great. The guy got Tar Peros when he really should have had Tame Peros. So Tosa says that we're talking about a case where the Balabayas then mixed those Peros with other Peros. So when it says Masha Asa Asui, it's not going on the Dintora, on the Achra'a, that which he said was Tame is really Tar. No, it's talking about when the Bible mixed those Peros with a lot of other Peros in such a way that these Peros should be batel barov. And therefore we say, Masha Asa Asui, that which the Bailim did is Asui, and the Peros don't go back to becoming Tamei because they're already batel berov Peros Tahorim. And therefore, even though now we know that these Peros are Tamei, but they're batel berov, and therefore they're going to remain Tahor. Aye, what's the V'yishalim Ibeso? That's talking about a case where the Bailim mixed the Peros with not so many other Peros, with a few other Peros, in a way that the Peros that are Tameim are not batel berov, and it's therefore going to cause a hefset to the Bailim. So since, because now it turns out that these Peros are Tameim the whole time, so the other Peros are going to become Asa Bachila as well. And that's what the Dayan has to be Mishalem Mibesa. That's how Tosos reads that line of Tiher Es Hatameh. the Chidush Aran quotes from Rabbeinu David a little bit differently, that when it comes to the Isser of the Peros, we don't say Masha Asa Asui. The Peros are going to be Chozer to be Tameim. We're not going to say, oh, if he declared them Tahor, then they're Tahor. Obviously, they're going to be Tamei. When it comes to Mamon, where the Dayan is Machria, that the Peros were Tahor, so he made it that those Peros now are valuable, because if you said that they're Tahor, now they're usable. So he's Mizaka, the Mamon of the, he's Mizaka actual monetary value to the Balabayas through that declaration. And when he later finds out that he made a mistake, you can't be Machsir the Din, Klape the Mamon, because Masha Asa Asui. So since he was the Balabayas, which is already Zocha in those Peros, you're not able to take those Peros away from the Balabayas, and that's exactly like the case of Zika Es HaChayev. So that's the how to read that line of Tier Es HaTame. Now, it happens to be that when we said that if he made a mistake, and what do we do with this Dayan going forward? Meaning, is he prone to mistakes? The guy is going to continue to be a Dayan even though he makes mistakes? So the Tshuvas HaTashbetz in Tashbatz in Chelik Beis Simon Tez says, a Dayan who makes a mistake and has to pay does not become possible for Dayanus Mikana Lahaba, because everybody makes mistakes. Even the Gedolei Tanoim and Amorayim, we find made mistakes in Din. Dayan is a Bal Svara, Bal Hora'a, Gadol B'Torah. Why should we passel him just because he's human? We don't have any doctrine of infallibility in Judaism. But if he made a mistake because he wasn't careful about his learning and he wasn't enough of a masmid, and he didn't chazer enough, so then it could be that we have to be choshesh that he's making lots of mistakes. And if we have to be choshesh making lots of mistakes, then we cannot allow him to continue to be a dayan. So we have to assess each case. Each time you have a dayan who makes mistakes, is this an honest mistake like any human being naturally would make, or is this the kind of thing that we have to be concerned that it's part of it's going to continue to repeat itself? But it's a very, very important point that we do not believe that there's anybody that's above mistakes. We have cases that our Gemara is going to talk about. Holy Tanoim, holy Amoraim, that made mistakes. There was a question answer session in the Aguda convention recently where someone asked one of the Rabbanim, the question was something along the lines of, I know that the Gedolim have not yet said that we all have to make Aliyah and move to Eretz Yisrael, but the Gedolim said the same thing in the 1930s, and they were obviously wrong then. So if I feel that I should go, shouldn't I go? So one of the Rabbanim who was answering said, the question smacks of apikorsis. Smacks of apikorsis, because it smacks of kfira. He said, why does it smack of kfira? So he said, because to suggest that Reb Chaim Eizer, that we know better than Reb Chaim Eizer knew in the 1930s, that smacks of kfira. So I asked Rabbi Reisman, is that like a hashkafa that you're supposed to believe? That even retrospectively, now, after all these times, that I'm supposed to believe Reb Chaim Eizer knew 6 million people were going to get killed and murdered and still tell them to stay in Europe? Like, I have to believe that I have to believe that I know if I was sitting next to Reb Chaim Eizer, I'd have no daya, but I'm sitting 80 years after, so I'm not allowed to believe that with 80 years of perspective of history that we know better. So Reisman said, we don't have a doctrine of infallibility. That is not part of our Torah hashkafa. The reason someone would say something like that is because they're nervous about people calling into question the concept of Das Torah. So they say things like that. It's an overly defensive position. We don't need to be so defensive. There is no such thing as infallibility. Even Gedolei Torah can make mistakes. We should realize that most often they don't, and most often we're mistaken when we think that they're mistaken. But everybody can make mistakes, even the Holy Tanaim and Amorayim, and that's what this entire daf is pretty much about. So anyway, so we have this stira that on the one hand we say Dine Mamonis, we're machzir the case, we reverse the decision, and yet in the Mishnah and Maseches Bechoros we see that we do not reverse the decision. So says Rav Yosef Lo Kasha. So answer number one is Rav Yosef, Kan b'mumcha, kan b'she'ena mumcha. That our Mishnah talks about where we're machzir the din is by a dayan mumcha. Because since he's a mumcha, we trust him when he says, I was mistaken previously, and what I'm saying now is the real truth. And we don't question that what he's saying now is the real truth, because he's an expert, so he knows how to recognize a mistake that he had made previously. Whereas the Mishnah in Bechoro says, when it says that we don't reverse it, it's a dayan she'ena mumcha, because he's coming and he said, I made a mistake. And the Baal Din could say, who said you were mistaken then? Maybe you're mistaken now. And he's not a mumcha, so we can't know which one was actually a mistake. And that's how we resolve the contradiction. So ask the Gemara, really? Ube mumcha machzirin? When it's a dayan mumcha, we're just going to reverse the decision? Vakatani, but doesn't the Mishnah say, im haya mumcha lebezin patami l'shalim, that if he was a mumcha, he does not have to pay? So you see that even by a mumcha, the din is still binding, and it's just that he's not going to have to pay for his mistake. But you see that that the din is still binding, even though he's a mumcha. So says Gemara, I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is miyashev Rav Yosef's teretz. Again, Rav Yosef is one that made this distinction between a mumcha and ain't a mumcha. We question that distinction by saying, what do you mean? You mean to tell me a mumcha is, we're going to reverse the decision? But the Mishnah says beferish that a mumcha doesn't have to pay. Sounds like we're not reversing the decision. So Rav Nachman Khan, in our Mishnah, when we say that we reverse the decision, is sheyesh gadol mena b'chachma minyan. That's talking about that there's another dayan that's greater than the original dayan in Chachma and Minyan. And the dayan, that's gadol, is machzir, reverses the decision of the lower dayan and is mevatel. That's where we say we reverse it. Not that it's the same dayan that comes back and said, I made a mistake. It's a superior dayan that comes and says, you made a mistake, and therefore we have to, it's a higher court that reverses the decision of the lower court. Whereas Khan, the Mishnah Bechoros, which assumes that we do not reverse the decision, Shein Gadol Emen B'Chachma Minyan, is talking about where there is no Dayan that's greater than the original Dayan in Chachma Minyan, therefore the Din is not Choser, because the Dayan is not able to be Machzir, that which he said, and the Baal Din could say, I'm not going to listen to any Dayan that wants to reverse this decision, and the Dayan that made a mistake is not able to be Mechayev the Baal Din to accept that which he's saying right now as opposed to that which he said originally. Okay, so all of that was answer number one to how we resolve the stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Meseches Bechoros. Answer number two, Rav Sheshes says the stira between the Mishnahs is answered as follows, that Kan Shetab Dvar Mishnah, that in our Mishnah where we say we reverse the decision, that's something about where the Dayan made an obvious error. He made a mistake in that which was explicit, and such a mistake is doesn't have a status of a din at all, and therefore we're able to reverse the decision. We're able to overrule the decision. Kan sheta b'shikol adas, whereas the Mishnah Bechoros, where we maintain the original decision, is where the mistake was not an obvious error, it was only a mistake in shikol adas. So we derive this from that which Dam Rav Sheshes Amar Rav Asi, Tabit Dvar Mishnah, Choser, Tabit Shikol Adas, Eino Choser, that we have explicit that if a person is Tabit Dvar Mishnah, so then we overrule the original decision. If it was Tabit Shikol Adas, just a mistaken judgment, we did not overrule the original decision. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, so Ravina says Ravashi, what does Rav Sheshes mean when he says the Tabit Dvar Mishnah, we overrule the original decision? Afilu Tabit Rabbi Chiyah Rabbi Yoshaya, even if the mistake was in Rabbi Chiyah and Rabbi Yoshaya, in like something that says in the Tosefta, would we be Choser on such a thing also? Or is it only something that's actually in the Mishnah? Meaning, is there a difference between Mishnayis, explicit Mishnayis, versus Tosefta? If something is an explicit Tosefta, would we say Tav Bidvar Mishnah? So I'm lay in. He says, yeah, even if you make a mistake about that which is in the Tosefta, you would reverse the decision. Afilu b'drav u'shmuel. Okay, what about Gemara's? What about that which Rav and Shmuel says? And it's not in the Mishnah at all. It's not in any Tanoim. Is that also called Tav Bidvar Mishnah? If you're not familiar with that which Rav and Shmuel says, or the way some of the Rishonim understand it, that you made a mistake and you paskin like Rav in Dine and Shmuel in Isuri. Normally the halacha is Ilchsuk Rav Isuri, Ilchsuk Shmuel B'dine. Let's say you messed that up and you reverse that. Is that also called the Tav Bidvar Mishnah? I'm like, in. Yes, that too is the Tav Bidvar Mishnah. Afilu b'didi v'didach. So asks Ravina to Ravashi, what about if people don't know what I said and what you said? Is that called the Torah b'dvar Mishnah? Amalei, atu anan katli kadi ba'agva anan. You think we're a bunch of people who just cut down reeds and gather wood? Meaning, are we nobodies? This is the Talmudic version of what are we, chopped liver? You know, you think we're not chashuva people? Of course, that's also called a Torah b'dvar Mishnah. So the Rambam points out in Hilchos Sanhedrin that if one makes a mistake and that which is mefurush in the Gemara, that's called the Torah b'dvar Mishnah and it's chozer. The Meiri says not only mefurush in stam of the Gemara, even something that's mentioned as a machlokas in the Gemara, but the Gemara comes to a clear conclusion and a clear psak, and you didn't know that, that's also a Torah b'dvar Mishnah. Even that which is not beferish in the Gemara, but there's a stira with a raya berura that the Gemara means to say something, is also a Torah b'dvar Mishnah. The Ritva in Avodah Zarah Dav Zayin says not only that, even if a person is Toa in a diuk in the Gemara, as long as the diuk is very muchrach, that's also a Torah b'dvar Mishnah. Even if it's not 100% explicit. The Nemuka Yosef writes, even something the Gemara was mesupak about, Nemuka Yosef writes, and leaves as a teku, and you're not familiar that the rule is that you go, that on a teku, you're supposed to go l'chumra for the toveya and l'kula for the nitva, which is the rule in Dine Mamanis on a teku. So if you don't know the rules of what to do with a teku, that's also called the Tova B'Dvar Mishnah. The Gemara in Ksubas says that even though someone is implies on Daf Peidal that even someone who's Toa Beklalei Apsak, Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tafrin, he passed like Rabbi Tafrin, and the Klal is Halach Rabbi Akiva. When it's Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tafrin, that's also called the Tav B'Dvar Mishnah, because Amorayim were Koveya that Klal. So if Amorayim were Koveya, a Klal and Psak, and you Paskin not like that Klal and Psak, so that's a Tav B'Dvar Mishnah, because that's going against that which the Amorayim say. Okay, so now I know what a Tav B'Dvar Mishnah is. Heichidam Yishikla Das, what exactly is the case of Tav B'Shikla Das? So Amar Papa, go Trey Tanoy, Trey Amorayim, Depligi Adadi. Let's say you have two Tanoy, two Amoraim that disagree with each other, and there is no clear conclusion in one direction or the other. And it happened that this Dayan Paskins like one of them, but most of the Dayanim do like the other. Hainu Shikol Hadas. That is considered Shikol Hadas, meaning of Rov Dayanim, it's almost like the Minogin Psak has become like the other opinion, and you follow the opinion that most of the people don't follow, even though it's not a clear Psak, so that's a Tav Shikol Hadas. So the Gemara asks on Rav Sheshes, who says that Tav, meaning Rav Sheshes' answer essentially is that the difference between our Mishnah and the Mishnah B'choros is Tav B'Dvar Mishnah versus Tav B'Shikol Hadas. So if a person is Tav B'Dvar Mishnah, so then we paskin that it is Choser. So Esir, Rav Sheshes, Rav Hamnuna challenges Rav Sheshes on that which he said Tav B'Dvar Mishnah is Choser, that it says in the Mishnah B'choros, Maisa B'Parash Nitla Ha'im Shala. There was a cow whose womb was removed. And they asked Rabbi Tarfon what the din of this cow is. Rabbi Tarfon paskin that such a cow is a treifa, and it's a surah ba'achila. You're not allowed to eat such a cow. Ve'achila Rabbi Tarfon l'klavim, and therefore Rabbi Tarfon gave, because he paskin that it's a treifa, so you, a Jewish person, not allowed to eat it. So he fed it to the dogs. And the story came to the Chacham in Yavna, Vitirua, and they said it's not a treifa. Just because a cow has had a whatever they call it, they remove its reproductive organs, that doesn't make the cow a treifa. Sha'amar told us harofe, told us harofe, he said ain part of the chazira yotzeis me'Alexandria shel Mitzrayim elim kein chot chaneim shela. A part of the chazira doesn't leave Alexandria shel Mitzrayim unless they cut out its rechem kedei shelo teled, because they don't want the part of a chazira to give birth, because the paros and chaziros in Alexandria shel Mitzrayim were apparently very high quality, and the people who raised them didn't want other people to be able to breed them. So they don't, because then they'll be out of business. So in order to prevent them from breeding these high quality animals, they would only give them, they would only sell them after they remove the reproductive organs. So you see that a paro is able to live even if nitla rechem shela. Otherwise, what are they selling? How are they making any money on selling animals that are treifas that are going to die within 12 months? So obviously they weren't dying. So I'm Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says, I paskin that it was a treifa. So holcha chamor tarfon. I better sell my donkey in order that I should have money to pay back the bailim who I paskin that his animal was a treifa, and we threw his animal to the dogs. Now I owe money for that, so I better sell my donkey for that. The Rashash points out that if you look in the sugi in the Darim of Samach Beis, Rabbi Tarfon was an ashir gadol. He was an extraordinarily wealthy person. Hard to imagine that he would have had to sell his donkey in order to. So the Rashash says, obviously, it's just an expression, meaning most rabbis of paskin shaylas would have to sell their donkey. Rabbi Tarfon happened to have been extremely wealthy. But what he was saying was, I'm going to have to pay for this mistake. Meaning, we can't just be chos. I'm going to have to pay for this mistake. So I'm Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Tarfon, Patrata. No, you don't have to pay. Because Shekola Mumkul Rabin Patr Milashalim. Since you're a known expert in din, in Hora'a, you're Patr from having to pay. That's the, you're even the holy Rabbi Tarfon can make a mistake, and it's okay. People make mistakes in their lives. And because you're a mumcha, you're not going to have to pay. But V'i Isa, if Rav Sheshes is correct, that when you're toed b'dvar Mishnah, it's chozer, so why does Rabbi Kiva tell him that he's put from paying only because he's a mumcha? Leimalei, let him say, you know why you're put from paying? Toed b'dvar Mishnah atav, toed b'dvar Mishnah chozer. You're a toed b'dvar Mishnah, because it's a beferish of Mishnah, that if the rechem is taken from an animal, it's the animal's still kosher. And the rule is, by a toed b'dvar Mishnah, we could just reverse the din. So that's why you don't have to pay. Just reverse the din. So as the Gemara, Chadaviyod Ka'amar. Really, he was telling him a second reason why he's Pater. That Chada, the Tobit Var Mishnah, Tobit Var Mishnah Choser. First of all, you're Pater because you're Tobit Var Mishnah, and that's Choser. Va'od, Inami, B'Shikol Adas Tisa. And even if you made a mistake in Shikol Adas, still you wouldn't have to pay because Mumkal Rabim, Tobit Mumkal Rabim, Pater Milashadim. Since you're Mumkal Rabim, you don't have to pay. You're Pater from paying as a Mumkal Rabim. So now the Gemara asks, on Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak L'Rava asks on the Kasha rather that Rav Hamnuna asked on Rav Sheshes. Again, Rav Sheshes was the one that was mechalik between Ta B'Dvar Mishnah versus Ta B'Shikol Adas. Rav Hamnuna challenged that chiluk of Rav Sheshes from this story with Rabbi Tarfon trafing up the animal when the rechem was taken from it. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak L'Rava, Maika Mosif Rav Hamnuna L'Rav Sheshes Mipara. What challenge does Rav Hamnuna think he has against Rav Sheshes from the case of the parah where they fed it to the dogs based on Rabbi Tarfon's psak? Parah, harei achilu l'klavim, blessed to tadar. Meaning, what's the challenge? We want to say, well, look, if it's a b'dvar Mishnah, you could just reverse the din, so why is Rabbi Tarfon in trouble anyway? Just reverse the din, give the guy back his cow. Well, you can't give the guy back his cow. The case was that they fed it to the dogs. It's not here anymore to give back. So even though Tobit Var Mishnah is Choser, over here Choser is not an option. And maybe that's why Rabbi Tarfon felt that he was in trouble and he was going to have to pay. So Achi Karmelei, what Rav Hamnuna was saying to Rav Sheshes was the following. If Tobit Var Mishnah is Eino Choser, the Din Torah that you paskind is a psak and it's final, and therefore this animal is a trefa, and Hainu to come after Rabbi Tarfon. And that's why Rabbi Tarfon was worried that he's going to have to pay, because his psak did some damage, because it turned this animal into a trefa, and there's no backing out of that. And Rabbi Kiva says to him, look, if you were not a mumcha, you're right, you would have to pay, because your psak did damage. But mumcha lebeis dinata, but you are a mumcha, vatapatim l'shalim, and you don't have to pay. Eli'i amrit, but if you're going to say a tov b'dvar mishnah chozer, that a tov b'dvar mishnah, you could just reverse the psak. So that tells you that the hora'ah that the chacham gave is not a hora'ah. We undo it. We pretend it never happened. So the hora'ah that Rabbi Tarfon gave that this animal is a trefa, it's not a hora'ah. It's not, it didn't happen. So leimalei, so then Rabbi Akiva should have said to Rabbi Tarfon, you don't have to pay because kivan di'ilu hava'i para, dinach lavdina. If the parah would still be here, your psak halacha would be batal, the parah would go back to the original owner, and you wouldn't have to worry about anything. V'lo klum avadit, and it's as if nothing happened. Well, hashtanami, now that the bailim fed the parah to the dogs based on your ara, lo klum avadit, you didn't do anything, because mitzidcha, you could be mevatal the ara and be makshir the parah. The fact that the bailim already fed it to the dog, that's the bailim doing damage to themselves. Meaning, we pretend that this ara never happened, and that the bailim therefore took a perfectly kosher cow and decided to feed it to the dogs. That's not your problem, and you're putter from paying. Now, the obvious problem is that the Mishnah said that he'echila Rabbi Tarfon Leklavim. It didn't say that the Bailim fed it to the Klavim. It said Echila Rabbi Tarfon Leklavim. So Tosus points this out, and Tosus says that he must have not been Natal V'Nasan Biyad. It means that he paskined, and based on his psak, they were Machil Leklavim. That's the Ukimta the Gemara must be making over here. So Rav Chista Amar, now another answer to the Stira. Again, well, this is answer number three, I think, now, to the Stira between our Mishnah, where we say that if you make a mistake, you just reverse the din, and the Mishnah Becharos, where no, the din is still binding, and therefore you're going to have to pay for that din. Rav Chista Amar, Kan Shenatol V'Nasim Biyad, Kan Shelo Natol V'Nasim Biyad. That the Mishnah Becharos is talking about that where you're going to have to pay for it is the Dayan himself took the money from the Nitva and gave it to the Toveya, that you're not able to reverse. Whereas, if the Dayan didn't physically take the money from one party and give it to the other, then you could reverse that din and the din will go back. Now the Rishonim point out that Rav Chisla agrees to Rav Sheshes' answer also, that there's a difference between a Toh B'Dvar Mishnah and a Toh B'Shikol Adas. He would just rather be Miyashiv the Stira, where they're both talking about a Toh B'Shikol Adas, where they're talking about the same type of mistake. And it's a matter of what he did when he paskined erroneously. So Bishlam, so says Gemara, okay, now Bishlam, I understand the Mishnah in Becharos might be talking about a case of Chiev Esazakai, where he was Mechayev, someone who should not have been Mechayev, so Kigon Shenatal V'Nasam Biyad. Chiev Esazakai means the guy should not have had to pay money, and then the Dayan is Natal V'Nasam Biyad. He takes money from the Nitva, and he gives it to the Toveya. Ella Zika Esachayev Hechim Shkachsa. But what is Zika Esachayev? How can you make an Ukimta that a Mishnah that talks about Zika Esachayev is Natal V'Nasam Biyad? Zika Esachayev is the Dayan saying no payment has to be made. So what are you not telling us in Biyad? There's nothing to be not telling us in Biyad. You were Mezaka as a Chayiv. How can you make an Akivta? Something about not telling us in Biyad. So it says more double patrata. It must be that it's a case where you just said patrata. Velo not telling us in Biyad. But there's no not telling us in Biyad when you just say patrata. And so Gemara, keep it up in patrata. That we view a statement of patrata as strong as being as strong as natal v'nasam biyad. Meaning, just like if you're mechayev es hazakai, if you're natal v'nasam biyad, do we say okay that is a forceful thing that cannot be reversed? When you say patrata, that is the equivalent, and therefore when you mezaka the chayev, the din is einu chozer, even if you didn't physically have to take anything. The achra of the din alone is like natal v'nasam biyad. So says Mara el masnisin de katani, our Mishnah that says din amamnis machzirin bein lizchus bein lechova, that din amamnis, you can reverse the case that we said bein lizchus bein lechova. Well, bishlam lizchus, I get how it could happen lizchus that we reverse the decision because it's not natal v'nasam biyad. Mishkachsa damer leimei karachayivata v'lo natal v'nasam biyad. The case is you originally tell the guy you're going to have to pay, but you didn't do anything about it. You didn't physically remove the money from one person and give it to the other person. That makes a lot of sense. El Lechova, but when our Mishnah says that when you make a psak, that you were mezaka the nitva shalokadin, and now you're going back and you're trying to be mechayev him, hechim shkachsa, how do you find a case where the din is chozer? The dayan was mezaka the chayev, da amr le patrata, by saying patrata. And we just got through saying, Ramad kivadam le patrata, kumashonatam nasan biyad, that saying the word patrata is the equivalent of natal nasan biyad. So how could we have a case in our Mishnah of patrata that's not natal v'nasan biyad? So says the Gemara that in the case of where they're mezaka the nitva, you cannot be machzir the din and be mechayefin. Because saying patrata, that's natal v'nasan biyad. What does our Mishnah mean when it says bein lizchus, bein lechova? It's not saying two different things. It means chadukatani. The Mishnah is talking about a case where a dayan is mechayev the nitva, but he was not natal v'nasan biyad, and therefore he wants to be machzir the din l'zchus. So the Mishnah is telling us dinim mamnis machzir l'zchus shehi chova, that we're machzir l'zchus, even though that zchus is a chova for the other baldin, that you're machayiv him to return that which he already received. So now the Gemara goes back to ask on that which we said, that dina mamnis for machzirim bein lizchus bein lechova, that it means zchus shehi chova, that it doesn't mean two different cases, it's zchus shehi chova. Well, but if we're gonna follow that through, dekavasel gabi nefashos, then we're going to have to explain the line in our Mishnah about dina nefashos. Machzirim lizchus bein machzirim lechova, it says by dina nefashos, we're machzir lizchus but not lechova, machzirim lizchus Zchus Gredesa. Machzir L'Zchus means only a Zchus for the Nidon. There's no Chova for anybody else. Like if it was a person who's Mechal Shabbos or a person who's Baal and Eishes Ish, where it's just a matter of Zchus, but there's no other party. Ve'in Machzir L'Chova means L'Zchus Shehi Chova. That means when that Zchus is a Chova for someone else. So the problem is, Chova Se Deman. Who's there a Chova for in Dine Nefashos if the Nidon becomes Pater? Meaning a guy is standing trial for killing someone, for being Baal and Eishes Ish, for being Mechal Shabbos. So it's a Zchus or Chova for him. That's the only party involved over here. There's no other party that's going to be hurt by this decision. So how can you say that Zchus means a Zchus Shei Chova? It's a Zchus for him, but it's going to be a Chova for the other party. By Dine Mamonis, that makes sense. Because if this guy wins, that guy loses. But by Dine Nefashos, if this guy wins, the other guy doesn't lose. Says Gemara, Halo Kasha, is a very sad Daf Yomi coincidence. Chavase de Goel Adam. That you think it's not a chova when the murderer of your relative gets to walk free? That's a chova of the Goel Adam. That to have to live with that trauma, to know that the murderer of your relative is going to have to walk free, it's a terrible chova of the karov of the nirtzach, that it's very hard for him to watch that. That the person that killed his relative is now gonna walk out of court without a problem. So that's why we're not machzir the din, because by din and nefashos we're not machzir l'zuchus shalzeh if it's a chova shalzeh, and it is a chova shalzeh. So it says more mishum chavasi the gol adam katlino lelahai. But wait a second, because of the chova of the gol adam that he would like this nidon to be killed, we're gonna kill this person even if the dayanim now come back and say we made a mistake. It was an error. This isn't the murderer. He didn't do it. But because the Goel Adam wants his revenge, we're gonna kill him. Va'od my bain. And also, it doesn't sound like it's one case because it says bain l'zchus bain l'chova, which makes it sound like it's two cases. So it says Mar Kasha. That taka is difficult, and therefore we have difficulty with that line. Chudish Aran tries to be miyashiv why it's only a kasha and not a tiyufta. Because the word kasha typically means that there's some sort of answer. It happens to be the Rashbam in Babasra, Dafnun Beis, which is where most people know that rule from, of kasha versus tiyufta, quotes that rule that kasha is a kasha that you have an answer for, tiyufta is a kasha you don't have an answer for, and the Rashbam disagrees with that rule, right? He quotes it, but then he says it's not true. Sometimes the word kasha is a kasha that we don't have an answer for, that there is no answer in the back of our minds that we're just not mentioning. Chidush Aran, though, does accept that rule, and he tries to come up with why it's only kasha. I mean, essentially he says that in a chinami, this approach of Rav Chista is incorrect, but Rav Chista really agreed with the previous approach as well. He agreed to Rav Sheshes' approach. He just didn't want to make the distinction between Tav B'Dvar Mishnah and Tav B'Shikol Hadas. So it's not like this Bam Kasha and Rav Chista, because Rav Chista could always revert back to Rav Sheshes and be Miyashim the two Mishnais by saying there's a difference between Tav B'Dvar Mishnah versus Tav B'Shikol Hadas. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's bring another Yishuv to this Kasha from the Mishnah on Rav Chista's answer. Ravina says that we could be Mitaretz like Rav Chista answered, that our Mishnah is talking about where you're not Natal V'Nasan Biyad, and the Mishnah B'Chorus is talking about where you were Natal V'Nasan Biyad, where the Dayan did physically give to the other person. We ask, how is there going to be a case where a Dayan was Natal V'Nasan Biyad of Zika Esachayiv? Zika Esachayiv, there was nothing to take. Sure, there could have been something to take. Maybe the Tovea had a mashkon, and the Dayan was mezaka the Nitva, and he said, you're putter, and therefore he took the mashkon from the Tovea and returned it to the Nitva. So that's a Natal Nasan Biyad. And then he realized he made a mistake, and the Nitva was really Chayiv. And Timea Satahar, what's the case of Timea Satahar of Natal Nasan Biyad? The Agi Be Sheret, that the Dayan took a Sheret and put it on the Peros in order to show how serious and confident he was that this stuff was ready tameh. And then it turned out he made a mistake, and the peros were not tameh, but now they are. Now that he was nogea sheretz to those peros, tieres hatameh sheirvan ben perosav. Tieres hatameh. What's the case of notam nosam biad that the dayan took these peros and he mixed them with other peros that belong to the balabayas to show that he's so confident that they're tar, he's perfectly happy with mixing them with other tar peros. And then it turned out that he made a mistake, and the peros were really tameh. So now he was gorim biadayim that these other peros became tameh. So that's how you can have a case of Natal V'Nasan Biyad. So period, that's the end of the first discussion, the primary discussion of our daf, where we have this stira between the Mishnah and B'choros, and our Mishnah, whether a din is reversed. Now, dina nefashos. So we said dina nefashos is machzirin l'schus, but ain machzirin l'chova. That we'll always be willing to listen to another limud schus to save a guy from getting killed, but we're not always going to be willing to listen to another chova, to some reason to kill the guy. So Tanu Rabban, the Brice tells us as follows, so how do I know that if Beis Din already concluded the case and they were mechayiv the guy, and then someone says, "Ah, I have a limud zchus," that we're gonna hear it out? Tamalomer, because the pasuk says "naki al tarog." It doesn't actually say that. It says "v'naki v'tzadik al tarog." So we darshin that someone who's naki minachet, who didn't do an avera, that Beis Din was mechayiv, even though Beis Din was already mechayiv in misa, don't necessarily kill him. Uminayin liyotzim Beis Din zakai va'amar echad yeshu lamed alachova minayin she'in machzirin also. And how do I know that if Beis Din acquitted a person, and then someone says, "Wait, I have a raya that he's really guilty, and that we should be mechayiv him," that we do not listen to that? Once he's acquitted, he's acquitted. Tamalomer tzadik al tarog, because it says tzadik al tarog. So what does tzadik mean? Tzadik doesn't necessarily mean perfectly righteous. Tzadik means he was sodek bedin. It means he came out of the din Torah intact. That's what tzadik means. So naki means a guy who didn't do anything wrong. Tzadik means he may have done something wrong, but he was sodek in the din Torah. And if he's sodek in the din Torah, then we're not going to revisit the case to kill him. Amr of Zimbarashi be chuluf al mesis. But the din of mesis is lehepach. By a mesis, if he was yotzei chayiv and someone says yeshu lamid al v'zchus, we do not go back and listen to be malamid z'chus. A mesis who is yotzei zakai and someone says yeshu lamid al v'chova, we're all ears. We want to hear about the chova. Dechsiv lo sachma v'lo schasa alav. Someone who causes other people to do avodah zara, we have no rachmanas on him whatsoever. Rabbeinu Yonah says, quotes Shita Rishonim, that no, a mesis, we're machzir l'chova. But we're not going to be machzir. We're not going to refuse to listen to a zechus, because that's just not fair. Meaning, if we were mechayev him, and then someone says, "But I have a limud zechus that says that he wasn't a mesis," so how can we ignore that? So he says the chiluf of the mesis just means on that once we're melamid zechus, we'll still be willing to listen to more evidence l'chova. But once we're melamid chova, maybe we're also going to still be willing to listen to more evidence l'zechus. But most we shouldn't say not that way. Rav Kana masni ki arog targenu. Rav Kana says that masni mi karog targenu. He learns the din of a mesis from the pasuk ki arog targenu, that you do whatever you can to kill the guy. So we just discussed dinim mamnas on the one hand, dinim nefashos on the other hand. So asks Rabbi Zera to Rav Sheshes, chayav galios mai. What if someone is rotzeach b'shogeg and he's chayav galos? So what's the din? Do we say that it's like dinim nefashos where we're not machzir the din lechova only lezchus, or do we do it like dinim mamnas where we be machzir the din bein lechova bein lezchus? So it says Gemara, Asya Rotzeach, Rotzeach. We have a Gezerah Shava. It says Rotzeach by Mises Beis Din, Mosi Masa Rotzeach, and it says Rotzeach by Chayav Golios, Lanu Shama HaRotzeach. And therefore, we assume it has the same rules as Dinin Nefashos, that were Machzir L'Zchus, but not L'Chova. Chayav Malkios Mai. What about if Beis Din is Mechayav Malkos? What's the din? Is that also like Dinin Nefashos, that we're not Machzir the din L'Chova, only L'Zchus, or is it like Dinin Mamnas, that we're Machzir in either direction? So Rav Sheshes responded that it's like Dinin Nefashos, because Asya Rasha Rasha. It says Rasha by Dinin Nefashos, Asher Hu Rasha Lamus, and it says Rasha by Chayav Malkios, Vayim Bin Hakos HaRasha. Tanya Nami Achia, and Brisa says just like this, Chayavi Golios Minai Nasi Rotzeach, Rotzeach, Chayavi Malkios Minai Nasi Rasha, Rasha. So it's beferish in a Brisa that we treat Chayavi Golios and Chayavi Malkios like Dine Nefashos. Vein Maxir Lechov. Then we said, Dine Nefashos will always be all ears to listen to a new Limud Zchus, but not to listen to a new Limud Chova. Amrab Chayavar Abba Amrab Yochanan, Vahu, Shetab Bedav Rashayn at Stukin Modenbo. The din that we said that if the Dayan made a mistake to acquit, that we're not going to go back and listen to a limud chova is only if the dayan made a mistake on something that the tzedukim would not be modeh, something that's not mefurish in the pasuk, something that was a mistake in the Mishnah and the Amorayim, but anything that the tzedukim would be modeh to, anything that's in the Torah Shebichsav, avotah bedavar shat tzedukim modem bo. If something is in Torah Shebichsav zil kari beravu, then it's just right there. It's beferish in the chumash, and even tinuk shebeis rabban know it. So a toah and something like that is not a din. It's just not a din. So then of course you could revisit L'chova, because it just has no standing at all. A dayan who makes a mistake in the din of a noef and a noefes, an adulterers, what's the din? Do we say that when Machzir the din, even L'chovah, like any other mistake that he made, because L'chovah, by Noif and Noefes, there's nothing that the Tzedukim are not moded to. All the dinim of Noif and Noefes are beferish in the Torah. The Torah is pretty explicit about it. So any mistake about the din of Noif and Noefes, the halacha should be with Machzir afil L'chovah, that if the Dayanah made it such a mistake, that we should listen when someone is Melamid Chovah. So So Rabbi Yochan says, as a mashal, he said, while the fire is still hot, go and cut some gourds and roast them on the fire. Meaning, while you're engaged in this sugya, so pay attention and you'll be able to gain more from the sugya. Meaning, you heard from me that when you're told b'davar shatztukim modimbo, we're chozer and we're melamid chova, a noif and noefes is a davar shatztukim modimbo, so you should realize that yes, we'll be chozer and be melamid chova. And that's something you should not have had to have asked a follow-up question about. You should have chapped, right? Meaning, that's the perfect example of davar shat Stukin Modimbo. Itmar Nami, and Beis Medrash, they said just like this, that Ram Rabbi Yami, Ram Rabbi Yochanan, Ta Benoef, Choser. That if a person made a mistake about a Noef, the din is Choser, and even Lechova, because it's something that's Stukin Mar Modimbo. Elehechi Dami Ein Choserin. Is there any case of arayos where you're going to make a mistake that the tzedukim are not modibo and therefore we're not going to be chozer l'chova? Meaning, because the Mishnah did say dinin nefashos maksirin l'schus ve'in maksirin l'chova. So it sounds like all types of dinin nefashos cases have examples of things that the tzedukim are not modibo. Well, what's the case of arayos? You know, arayos are very explicit in the Torah. We read on Yom Kippur, right? It's very explicit in the Torah what the arayos are. So it's hard to come up with a case that the tzedukim are not modibo in the world of arayos. So says Gemara, not in the type of arayos, in the relationship, those are all mefurish in the Torah, but in how the arayos are violated is not mefurish in the Torah. Amar Bivor, Amar Biyochan, Kon Sheta Shalokadarka. The Dayan made the mistake by being mezak of the Noif and the Noefes when they had Bia Shalokadarka. That's not beferish in the Torah. That's derived from Chazal, the Gemara Darshans, because it says Mishkevei Isha, that you're chayiv on Shnei Mishkavos, both Bia Kedarka and Bia Shalokadarka. So since that's not mefurish in the Torah, that's something that the Sugarna are not modabo, and if Dayan made a mistake about that and they were mezak of the guy, then we're not maksu the din lechova. But Erechinami, if they got wrong about sleeping with a sister or an Ashes Ish or anything, those are all Mefurish in the Torah, those are all the things that it's Tzedukim or Modibo, and therefore we would be Machzir L'chova in those cases. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots, five lines from the bottom of the page. Everyone have a wonderful day.